listening to Castrol CarCast on Podcast One.
Well, we have an action-packed show planned for you guys today. I go on a little rant about freedom and democracy.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Just a little bit. But we'll get you all caught up on what's going on Monterey Car Week and some updates on the 510 and the 911 as well. First, Bet Online. Nothing to bet on, right? Wrong. Bet Online has hundreds of events, games, and props to wager on. They bring Vegas to you, and they'll do it online. Online poker, online blackjack, 24/7. Miss the NFL? Live daily Madden NFL, 20 simulations to wager on. Plus, American Idol, stocks, even the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, which is still on for July 4th. Visit the website or use your mobile device to join Bet Online, our exclusive partner at Podcast One. Sign up for a free account with the promo code Podcast One for your free sign up bonus. It is Bet Online. You guys are hanging out. You want to have some fun? Go to Bet Online. Visit betonline.ag. Don't forget, use the promo code Podcast One for your sign up bonus today. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts.
Podcast One presents. This is a collect call from Sing Sing.
My name is John J. Lennon. I'm locked up for selling drugs and committing murder. I'm also a contributor for Esquire magazine and the Marshall Project. So I'm a writer and I'm a prisoner. Imagine trying to stay focused and talk about issues of substance with geeks slamming, prisoners screaming, and PAs blaring in the background.
Get new episodes every Wednesday on Spotify, Podcast One, and Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but gonna mandate. Get it on. Thanks for tuning in. And thanks for sharing. My name is Adam Kroll. That's Matt, the moderator. DeAndrea over there. What's going on,
how
my brosif?
Oh, it's been a minute.
Yeah, I'm running around. It's been good. Got sunny. In the back of the shop, he gave the best answer ever.
I went over to him and I said, you're getting ready for high school. It starts in, the next year. You're going to be a freshman. When does it start? September? He said, well, mid-August. But for me, right after Monterey.
That's right. He doesn't start when everyone else starts.
That's
he
right.
starts after Monterey.
After Monterey.
Oh, for the love
well,
of
he's got to get his drink
fucking
on.
Fucking Christ. It's crazy. You know, it's funny. I was talking experiences. Mm-hmm. I remember he said to me a couple days ago, he was like, I can't believe you had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on your show and you didn't even ask, you know, and I couldn't see him, you know. And I said, didn't I say you could come out and whatever? And he's like, yeah, but like mom wouldn't let me do a half day on Thursday and come to whatever. And I thought... You just missed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar because you had another 2.5 hours of fucking eighth grade to just fucking sit and rot and have some nut job poison your brain with pablum. That's it. Does anyone remember any random day in the seventh or eighth grade from noon to 3:10?
Right. He'll talk about the day he missed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar or the day he would have met Kareem, but not any other day of just eighth grade.
Yeah, this is why I'm totally experience oriented, and I don't even know what goes on at school anymore. I'm not that interested. The kid has a Apple fucking MacBook 15 in his fucking hand all day long. That's all the school you need. You have every answer to every question. You can explore anything you want.
Yeah.
Some middle-aged broad in like orthopedic shoes is going to explain to you how life works. Are you nuts?
Yeah.
You have a fucking iPhone.
Yeah.
You have an iPhone and you have me as your dad. We're done. You just leave the house. Don't even care. And college. Oh, fuck that. And you don't have to go to college anymore. I mean, haven't we figured all this shit out?
Yeah.
What's going on a college campus? Like, basically, Dr. Drew sent his three kids to college, cost him 500 grand, and now they're just pissed off 28-year-olds. and they hate him. That's how college works
now. Oh, and for the ones who can't afford it, you go to school for 4 years and you pay for it for 15.
It's all a fucking waste now. I don't. What's anyone doing? I really, I can't find anyone with a college degree that's even doing anything with their college degree. What I'm saying, the jury has returned. The verdict is in. It's a fucking waste of time. It's expensive. It's a waste of time. And they fucking poison your brain.
What does college cost? $100,000? $150,000? Like, I don't know. What does a four-year degree cost?
The good ones are, you know, $50,000, $60,000 a year.
All right. $200,000. So if you're good, if you're smart, and you're, you know, getting into college, why not take that $200,000 and invest it into one of your business ideas or some other investment? See which one pays out for you.
Well, so what? You walk out of there with a four-year degree in communications or business administration or,
yeah,
God forbid, like Chicano studies or cultural arts or whatever, rehab or something. What the fuck are you going to do? Who cares?
Yeah.
I'm confused about a lot of things in life at this point, but I don't think I'm confused.
No.
I think people are trying to confuse me. All right. So on the automotive front, we're working hard to get our different drummer car put back together. Got some leads on the rims. I'm still trying to get hold of Les and his 13-inch molds. And
yeah.
There's a lot of
inability
to communicate certain ideas.
You know, we put it out there on social media, and thanks a ton for everybody that came back with information and even just retweeted and helped spread the word. And several people have reached out. Some just offered some help. Hey, we can cast the wheel. We can do this. We can do that, which we appreciate. And there's probably someone we're going to take up the offer. But a lot of what we were figuring out with these Stirling wheels is that the ones that are out there are the larger, like 15-inch IMSA ones, where the spokes are kind of sunken in to the wheel a little bit more. And this is a little more unique. And what you were saying.
Yeah. We should explain that Matt put together a very nice tweet. We put it out there. So the guy, Greg
Sorrentino,
I think.
Yeah.
Greg Sorrentino was, I guess, Argentinian. And I guess this rim is Argentinian. And evidently he made these rims for a lot. I'll screw up some of this, but a lot of it's like Formula V or Formula Ford or something. So they made one of those versions that was like a 14 by 5.5, mm-hmm. You know, the sort of tall, skinny tires on those.
Yeah.
Lower division formula cars. And that's where a lot of the units were. The other units were bigger IMSA 15 and that was where they had the spokes inside and then just the polished lip, you know, 2-inch polished lip.
Yeah.
Like you'd see on a lot of cars of that era.
Yeah.
That would have run during that era. And so the 15s would run on like, ooh, we got a good picture of the car.
Yeah.
The 15s would run on like the Greenwood Mustangs and things like that, like big old.
Right.
As I was saying the other day.
Did
I say Mustang?
Yeah.
Sorry, Greenwood Corvettes. They would run at like a 15 by 14. I tell people, if you've ever seen a 15 by 14-inch rim without the tire on it, it looks scary.
Yeah.
It doesn't even look like it belongs on a car. Like, it is a barrel. It's great, especially one piece. I don't know, especially like the cast ones or whatever.
Yeah.
Huge
it's
barrel.
It's a weird barrel, and to get some attachment point in there, to get an axle in there and a brake in there, it's so far. Like, it's weird.
So, the 13s, the spokes come all the way out to the edge. Now, the thing that's interesting about it is it still has a lot of dish.
Yeah.
Which you don't see very often, but the spokes actually go over the rail on the edge or the bead on the edge or whatever, the lip, and they go all the way out. So it's a different casting. It's a different rim.
It does. And I think that style of having the spokes reach out to the outer edge of the rim give it a look where it looks like it's more of a deeper dish rim. I bet if you measured it, it's a couple inches, but that it really accentuates it. It's
and not cool. Not only that, but most obviously, if you have a 13-inch Libra or some version of a 13-inch rim, the spokes in the middle are very small because they're in the middle. They're not coming all the way out. They're only dealing with a radius of about 9 inches or mm-hmm. diameter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if they're going to come all the way out, then you can actually see the detail of the rim or the design of the rim a little better. Anyway, it's a good looking rim, and mostly it's just unique. It's interesting. No other car has it. And now the question is did, since we have never seen a set of these on a 510 or a 2002 or anything in the B sedan
yeah.
or 2.5 Trans Am series or run groups, and we've seen a lot of those cars, did he only make these for himself to advertise his company because he right. sponsored his own car?
That's what we're getting at, is because it was his car, you know, maybe he made four sets or something, and who knows? They could be a planter someplace, somebody's coffee table in Argentina at this point. But
right.
But now it's become a personality trait of the car. So now it's like we should try to recreate these and make these.
Yeah. And to be fair, in terms of us seeing them at the track in our run group, let me give the devil his due or be fair about this. They would have been made of magnesium. They would have been mags. They would have been from the 70s, you know, late 60s, mm-hmm. early 70s, and nobody would run those now.
Right.
So what happens with some of the other styles of rims, mini lights or Libras or whatever we would be running, people would have an old set from back in the day that they wouldn't run, and then they'd get a new set of repopped ones to run that yeah. had the authentic look with a safer metal. No one's repopped these, so no one would ever show up at the track with them.
So, yeah, so we didn't see them at the track. So we put the word out saying, does anybody even have one rim that we can scan, put it into CAD, and work our way from there? And a lot of the images and people that reached out have the larger rim with the deeper dish spokes.
Which definitely must have been the more popular, better-selling rim. We're looking yeah. at a picture of the car in a like a car show from like 1972.
Yeah.
And the thing that's interesting about it is I know it has no front end. There's no engine in it.
Yeah. I'm looking at it. It seems really
It's funny.
Up.
Like the front, there's no load on the front suspension. And so what they definitely did, unless they just raised up the front to roll it in and out of the whatever, but I don't think they did. I'll bet you this is like during the off season. He's rebuilding the engine,
yeah.
and they just rolled the car in and parked it, and I would never do that because it always looks weird.
Right.
We're looking at that picture. Sorry. So the quest continues.
Yeah.
And so far, Les says he knows a guy in San Diego with a mold, but for some reason we're having difficulty.
I don't understand. That part I don't get. That's a whole nother conversation, but I don't get the part where – we can't just say, send us a picture of what you have and let's take it from there. I don't know why we're a week into this and nobody has an answer what molds he has. He either does or he doesn't, right? And he's either answering the phone or he's not answering the phone. Like, how do we
yes.
not know? But what this did is it allowed us to find more images. You know, and Chris, you're finding some right now that I want to get from you. And I'm going to put them all together and I'm going to send them out to, you know, somebody who does the, you know, the CAD drawings. And maybe I could say, hey.
Ooh, I haven't seen some of those pics.
Yeah, I found a whole album online.
Where'd you find? I mean.
Whose album is that?
Yeah, well, when did that? Now, let me ask this about the Ultranet here, Max Pata. Did somebody recently put that album up?
No, but the way I found it was it doesn't have the word 510 anywhere in it. I just Googled. I was just wanting to find more information on Greg Sorrentino, and then this album came up, and I just clicked them like, oh, these are all different drummer 510 pictures, but they're just not labeled that way. They're labeled Greg Sorrentino.
Mm.
So
and then, oh, okay. All right, well, send me that
wow,
link
a lot
or
good,
something.
A lot of good
there's
pictures.
Some good stuff in there. Look at that guy hugging his woman
yeah.
in front of his car. I like look at that mustache.
I like the frontal shot there. Where's the front? No, go down or back or up or whatever it is. Okay. I don't know what it is.
One of those three things.
Yeah, that shot we've never seen.
Yeah.
And I have a picture either. Of the tail, too. I remember you were
trying to see. Oh, a tail. I'm looking for a tail on that car. A lot of controversy around the tail.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. See? And wait, so it's got three, looks like three hinges.
Yeah. Tail controversy. We'll get into it in a second. First, J.B. Weld. J.B. Weld, proud sponsor of this show. We love these guys. Epoxy adhesive brand used by both pros and DIYers. Trusted for over 50 years. I use it all the time. I just put a tray back together with it. JBWeld.com. Or you can get it at Home Depot, Lowe's, AutoZone, Advance Auto Parts, O'Reilly, Walmart, Amazon, Michaels, everywhere. Wow. Max Pata, nice job. It's a weird, you know, the internet is good,
mm-hmm.
but it's still not great. You know what I mean? Like, I have typed in different drummer, 510, race car, images 1,000 times, and four pictures come up, and they're the same four pictures. And Max Zapata just stumbled onto a treasure trove of cool pictures of that car, just had a different label on it. Now, I don't know why they can't get me from different drummer 510 Datsun race car to this photo album.
Yeah.
Like, why can't the internet build that bridge? It's sort of like Twitter. Like, my computer has spell correct on it. Twitter just goes, you didn't spell it right. But it doesn't help you spell it.
Yeah.
And boy, do I need it. All right. So we'll keep you posted on that. Yeah. The next question is the tail on the car.
So the wing that we were talking about before. And so we got a little bit of story from that. Our buddy Jim, who did the great restoration on this car, said it was funny because the two things you've pointed out to me in the shop several times was the wing and the camel sticker on the side as a sponsor.
The bottom of the doors, front
and
doors.
And Jim said, hey, you know, I just when we did the restoration, we wanted to be thorough, but we needed to sort of pick a time of that car's life. And I think he said 72 when it raced Trans Am and got its brass tag. And at that time, there was no wing and there was no camel sponsor on it. And obviously, if you like those things, we could put those things on. But that was after its Trans Am career that it had that. So now it's kind of interesting because on one hand, I kind of like the wing because no other 510 out there is running the wing. And something special about the wing with the wheels that would make that car stand out. But now you're doing a little bit of mixing, you know, one day in its life with another day in its life to see, you know, to get to that point. But actually now, Chris, that you found all those photos in that gallery, I'm curious to see how many have a wing or don't have a wing.
Yeah. Well, my take on it is always two things. You know, I say the same thing with camel stickers and wings as I say with painting bathrooms. People go, I don't know what color. I don't know. And I go, we'll just paint it that color.
Yeah.
And then they go, yeah, but what? I go, if you don't like it, then just paint it.
Just change
it. Rechange it.
Yeah.
It's fine. You'll probably like it.
Yeah.
But if you don't, then just repaint it. Like, at some point, you have to get on with your life.
Yeah.
And my point is put your sticker on your car, and at some point, you could always take it off.
That's right.
If you like.
It's a sticker.
And as far as the tail involves a couple of holes, but you could also quite easily, especially I'm pretty uniquely qualified to do this, you could just make yourself two separate deck lids.
You're right.
And Sean could make it up in 2 days and have two separate, you could pop it off and pop it back on if you wanted.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, the car, you know, you do this configuration or that configuration, but my sort of feeling is it's a continuation of the same car, and as long as it's the same car, then who cares? Unless the only caveat for me is if somebody said, we're doing an all legitimate 2.5 Trans Am race, not a C production or not a B production race, but a Trans Am, 2.5 Trans Am with all the cars, horse quacked and there's Alpha and all, and they all, you know, the Datsun BRE Morton car, like they're all the real authentic. Then in that case, you'd have to put the other deck lid back on, take the sticker off.
Right. That's the way I look at it. It's not such a big change. Like what you're talking about is the conversation we keep having about the Porsche 935. Do you rebody it to the Apple car? And that requires a lot more work than you think. You can't just swap a body on and off like that. It's going to require a lot of work. That's why it's not happening. And you want the car in the Newman Hawaiian Tropic livery. But for what you're talking about here, you're right. There's a couple of things. We can make a second deck, rear deck lid, do a wing version, paint it up, and it's fine. Also, it is a part of the history of that car, and you can say, yeah, I made everything the way it was in Trans Am, but I happened to like the wing afterwards, so I just put the wing on it. And it's part of the history of that car so it's something.
I think for us, between the rims and the rear wing, we just like a conversation.
Yeah.
There'll be, if you run, you know, if you go out there and you do the, we do the Trans Am, or we do the whatever B sedan run group, whatever at Monterey this year, God willing, there's going to be 45 cars in that run group with 13-inch rims, but there will not be a set of these.
Yeah.
And none of them have a rear wing either. And I'm still going to come in 33rd. Because the extra weight of the wing on the back.
Yeah, because of the weight of the wing. Yeah, you're going to have to trim a few lbs before you get in the car.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. All right.
Speaking of wings, though,
we just
went over there and poked our head into what Sean's doing on the Porsche 911S.
Yeah,
wing.
He's doing some really nice fiberglass work on there, and some really nice, just real bespoke kind of fabricating, which we all appreciate around here, I think. And I do like a story. I do like the story. That's why we're putting the back of that car back to how it was. I mean, to how it ran Sebring.
He's doing a great job with it, but as you would imagine with anything, as he was getting into the wing that's on there, it was patched with foam and body filler, and it wasn't symmetrical, and Sean doesn't quite run that way. So he's like one side of the wing was like an inch taller than the other side of the wing because somebody had in that other picture with the blue car, it has on the wing, it looks like it has like a vent. There's a cooler. It's like an oil cooler or something in there. And on your car, it was patched. It was literally a piece of foam jammed in there, covered up with Bondo. But when they were cutting and filling, they skewed the wing somehow. And one side of the wing was literally like an inch and a half taller than the other side. And it doesn't fly with Sean. So now he had to fix a bunch of stuff. But it looks good. It's getting there. I keep promising you guys I'm going to post some images up onto social media. And the reason why is I wanted to just show the cycle with the wing completely done, but I'll just go ahead and throw some up there, and then we'll get some more pictures of the finished product.
As we probably mentioned before, California just did this like 3-month fucking retarded extension on lockdown
or
whatever.
Is that happening? Do we know? Do we have the details on that?
I don't know. I was just like,
because on the way here, it didn't look like it on the freeway.
Well, no, eventually people just start ignoring the government. We're kind of, or at least not necessarily the federal government, but we'll just go fuck it. Right. Like, you guys will catch on and do what I've been doing with red turn arrows for 20 years. You just go, fuck it. Like, I'm not a fucking fool. What am I doing here? I'm just sitting in the middle of a fucking deserted intersection at 2 a.m. on Friday. Fuck it.
Yeah,
you guys will catch on to that way of thinking, and you won't catch on. See, you guys won't become rebels. The government will have so much overreach that it'll make you into rebels, but you'll still be the same person you were.
Yeah.
You're not becoming an outlaw. You just go, fuck it. The government is like so insane with everything that I will be a de facto outlaw, but I'm still just going to live my life safely and responsibly.
So the left turn on a red arrow is not a gateway move. It's not going to lead to other things.
No. Although no, I do red signals now, but, I was driving with Sonny earlier today, and I was like, I, you know, the 3-month extension lockdown, I don't I don't give two shits, really, because I just leave the house. I do whatever I want. I go to work. I meet with everyone in the other building. I do a podcast. Like, I really don't listen to any of it and don't do any of it. It's fine. It's a little bit of a hat. I want to go to a restaurant and sit down and eat. But other than that, I have almost zero compliance. Fine. But Sonny can't play with his friends.
Right.
He can't play with his friends. And I'm like, why don't you invite when your friend's over and play some basketball? And he's like, I don't know, the moms. You know, the moms are all fucking freaked out. The dads are pussy whipped and the moms are freaked out. And that's just kind of how it works. And the dads are sort of chicks, too. I'm not saying specifically my son's friend's dad. So, I mean, dudes are turning into chicks, and that's kind of what's going on. But think how cruel it is for the kids. They have to just fucking sit around. I mean, Sonny's got the life of Riley. Don't get it twisted. But he should be with his buddies right now.
Right.
Like, the sun's shining. He's 13. They should be out having a good time.
Yeah. Any of the kids, especially the kids that are – this is their last summer before going to high school.
And so I started, like, kicking his tires. I'm like, which one of your friends has a dad like your dad? And then I also tell him, like, please understand, I don't give two shits. You guys can have a full-on WWE-type wrestling match in the living room with every one of your friends, and I wouldn't care. No. I have no interest in this.
Pool party,
zero.
Barbecue.
Whatever. Enjoy yourself. But I start kicking his tires, like, which one of your friends are kind of normal?
Yeah.
You know, like, you could pull this off with. And he started talking, tossed a name and a half out there, but it's like, most of them are just no fly zone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't, look.
But it,
you,
is,
I, you know
is
what I
Sonny
said to him?
One of the no fly zones because half his parental units are cracking down? What's Lynette's rule on going out
and
playing?
She's like starting to be less paranoid. I said to him, I said, take a picture of yourself and send it to Chris Maxipata. I said, why? I said, just do it. I said, okay, when you were born, I talked to an expert.
Mm-hmm.
The expert said your sunglasses weren't going to sit on your head right because you need to wear a corrective helmet.
Yeah.
Guess who didn't listen to that expert? Okay.
Yeah.
Guess who's not listening to the next batch of experts? I'm not into experts. Yeah. I've been listening to fucking experts are wrong all the fucking time. They're wrong. They're always wrong. The one who's running, the chick who's running LA City, whatever, she's not even a doctor. She's like a social worker. What the fuck are we listening? I think Fauci, fine. Fauci's fine. Does he know everything? I feel like he's been wrong a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. So what are we listening? Remember the fucking oceans were going to rise and we're going to be out of food and the fucking ozone is going to be dead. And we're going to be out of fuel. Remember all the experts?
Yeah.
What happened to the experts? You guys want to just continue on? You just listen to every expert. Now, listen, if you got a knee or joint problem and you're going to meet with an orthopedic surgeon, then by all means.
I love Sonny's little helmet. I see it all the time.
Yeah, be all ears for that person. But yeah. Dr. Barbara Ferrer is a PhD in social welfare.
Oh.
She says, why don't we ask my mom what we should do?
PhD in social welfare.
I don't.
That's the doctor part, but she is like the health leader of LA County. So it's like, oh, we have Dr. Barbara Ferrer, but it's doctor because she's a PhD in social welfare, not.
Yeah, that's a Vinny-ism because all these people are like, Dr. So and so says something about eating grapes, and he's like, yeah, that's not a medical doctor. That's like a political science doctor who said that.
Well, even if you are a physician. How many of these people have been wrong? How many? They've all been wrong. Their projections have been wrong. Everything's been wrong. So what are we listening to this social worker for?
I don't know.
It's all fear.
Sonny's head looks fine to me.
I told Sonny. Well, the expert told me to smash a helmet on you and wear it for 5 years.
Yeah.
I didn't do it.
That little white egg of a helmet.
Don't talk to me about experts. Yeah. Jesus.
So if there's
Christ.
3 months of pseudo lockdown, does that still technically just bring us to August 15th before Monterey, right? And I just, I have a few statistics about Monterey, about the Rolex Historics, not Monterey Car Week, that you've, some of this is, you're familiar with.
The race.
Is, yeah, the race. 50,000 people showed up in 2010, and it grew to 70,000 people in 2016. And I think the last year.
Wow, that's a big jump. Oh, think, sorry, in 2016, yeah. Sorry.
And then I think the last year was like 85,000 people, 80,000 people. And that's still with them capping the cars at 550. They get over, years ago they said over 900 cars. Now they get over 1,000 cars submitting, 550 are taken. Under the new rules that Chris was outlining a couple of weeks ago, they said they would bring it down to 450 cars this year as part of the, you know, paring it down. But the direct visitor, the tickets at the door with just the racing event, no other events for Monterey Car Week, brings in $18.5 million in revenue. So, you know, you got to start looking at the business side of all of this. Already you've canceled Monterey Car Week. Every hotel, every Airbnb, every small restaurant that gets by during the year and actually makes a little money that week is not going to be able to take advantage of that. And a lot of those small companies count on that. Now you're looking at $18.5 million of just the Rolex Historics event, just the racing event.
Yeah, well, Gavin Newsom says if one person dies, it's all not worth it.
Yeah, everyone's going to die eventually, huh? And I get it. But
yeah. All right.
But, you know, look, we could take some precautions. We did a podcast earlier this week. Goldberg and I, we had Alistair Weaver from Edmunds, and he was talking about in Texas, I think Toyota is reopening their plant. They were going to do May 15th. They're going to push it a week. But the investment they've made to make this happen is in the bathrooms, there's not just at the urinals, but at the sinks, there's like clear plexiglass in between people to wash their hands. So they've put a lot of effort into keeping things clean and keeping things safe, but they understand they got to make cars.
Right.
Right. They still have to have business happen there. So, yeah, there's a version of that, right? Like we can't go to a racing car event outside, by the way.
I don't know how anything works anymore. All I know is,
well, I'm going.
I'm going.
I'm going to get loafers. I'm going to walk in everybody's backyard at Pebble Beach, whether there's a car show or not.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring a champagne flute.
Yeah, in a weird...
Walk on that golf course.
In a weird philosophical way, maybe, just maybe, it'll give us a little more time to just walk around the track and look at some other cars and stuff like that. I do definitely, philosophically, being at the track and looking at those cars in full race trim and how mm-hmm. everyone has set them up, and like when everyone's just sitting there with their hood open and they're, you know, you can walk in and put your head in the driver's side window and take a look at how they laid out their dash and just like weird little techniques and things. Like I like a little like there's a, I remember seeing like a BMW had like a little aluminum miniature little tray like right on the transmission hump, and that's where the guy had his earplugs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like a little stupid stuff like that where it's like, yeah, I'm always sitting on one of mine, and like, where's the other one? And, you know, like, I'm like, yeah, just put them in that little tray there. That's where your earplugs will go. Like little stupid things. It's sort of how the starter is and the way they have the gauges labeled, the arrows, and the way they set up the pedals. And
yeah.
Just like stuff like that, the way they do their nets and their seats and their harnesses. And like, mm-hmm. it's kind of fun just putting your head in and kind of seeing how seasoned guys have set it up. And then, of course, taking a look under the hood and seeing how things are plumbed. A lot, like it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll walk around the back and look and see how the fuel cell's set up, and have some pressure gauge back there or something, or filters mm-hmm. or pumps or whatever. And in recent years, I felt like I've been like getting out of the car and kind of hustling out to get to the next event.
Yeah.
Which is great. But it's like, it's kind of like I'm going to put down this cupcake to eat this piece of pie. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Maybe we should just enjoy the cupcake. You know what I mean? Like we've been kind of hustling out, hustling to the next gig, going from that gig to this gig.
Yeah.
Going to go talk to Spike, do his podcast, and we're heading over here to this auction, and we're going to see a preview, and there's this event that, you know, Acura's putting on this event. And we're kind of hustling?
Yeah, a little, quite a bit of scurrying
and
around.
It's all great, but maybe this will just slow it down. Maybe we'll, you know, I won't do a show. Let's go out to dinner, you know, on a Saturday night. Yeah. We'll spend some time, real time at the track. Track, good food, good beer, you know, good times.
It'd like, be good to not have to stare at your watch the whole time and pack up everything in the car. And and I get it. There's a lot of obligations and things that we do, and a lot of fantastic things we get invited to do that we enjoy. But you're right. Maybe taking 1 year and just spending it at the track and not having to rush in and out all the time.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't mean go to a driver's meeting. It just means enjoy the track.
All right. Let me hit JB Weld DIY projects. You're getting through some of those now that you're home, especially if you're out here for another 3 months. Want to save some money, avoid paying the repairman, big or small of the repairman. You don't even want that guy in your house anymore, right? Big or small repairs, home or garage, ordinary household glue. Well, it's got the word ordinary in it, so I wouldn't use it. You need something stronger, and you need a better choice, and that's always JB Weld. We're proud to have JB Weld as a sponsor. They're great. I know the owner. We talked to these guys. Were you with me when I ran on those guys at SEMA?
Yes. Yeah.
Had a nice,
that was a little while back.
Nice adhesive talk at SEMA. I do. And I got all their stuff, man. And they got two-part stuff. They have the one-part stuff as well. Whatever you're putting together, wood, plastic, metal. JB Weld, man. Don't glue it. JB Weld it. Available at jbweld.com. Home Depot, Lowe's, AutoZone, Advanced Auto Parts, O'Reilly, Walmart, Amazon, Michaels, and more. JB Weld. So, so we'll keep you posted on Monterey. The good news is the 3 months is just outside. You know, Monterey's just outside of the three-month proclamation.
Yep.
And they asked me for money, like an entrance fee.
Okay.
So it's on. But also, I'm going to look at Max Pata for this one. I've been saying to Matt Holt and Mike August, they keep extending this thing, but society's not really comporting. Like, we're not getting whatever they're saying is happening doesn't feel like what is happening, right? So people are just going to, like, I'm like, don't you guys think that by the time we get to the middle of August, people will just be like, fuck it, like we're back? Like,
are we waiting for the data to change, or are we waiting just for our leaders to change?
I think the leaders
are going to change first.
And, you know, we talk about, you mentioned SEMA. Is SEMA happening? Well, SEMA started their booth selections in a couple weeks ago in May. I think it was like May 5th. And I already got the email that said, now start registering for the event. So, you know, obviously that's first week of November, but I'm with you. I'm going.
Oh, well, yeah. I just got an email, I think yesterday. Apex and SEMA is moving forward and will be held as scheduled this coming November. Registration now open.
Oh, right. But if that were... That's in Nevada, obviously.
Yes.
That's in California. That email would say, lubricate your right thumb, put it in your ass, get in a fetal position, and cry yourself to sleep, because that's where we're at. I've said Garcetti and Newsom were pussies my whole life, right? Like, I've said Garcetti's a pussy, right? But what is it? Is that what's going on? Is it just it's full puss mode? Like, is there one dude who's in L.A.? Or California government? It's like, is there a dude in that group who has like any sense at all, who can just go, hey, fucking running our economy off a cliff, we got to do something about it. And then they go, every life. Yeah, I get it. Every life is precious. What's next? What are we doing? What's the plan?
Yeah.
Let's talk about money for a second here in businesses. There's residual effects to all this stuff. There's people committing suicides. There's at home. There's people that are ODing. There's people that are getting reacquainted.
Domestic violence.
Tons of domestic. Hey, pussies, you guys hate domestic violence, right? Okay, good. We have some common ground. Or is it just full puss highway? Like all the time. Just all the time. It's weird. I don't know. What is attractive about it? That's what I keep thinking. Like, I get why the moms like it. What's in it for the dads? Why are the dads into this? Why are so many dudes into this full puss mode? What is that? Why is that attractive? Why am I nuts? Like, when you talk to Mark Garagos, he's like, ugh, yuck. What are we doing? What's so attractive about becoming a female? What is it? Because that's what's going on. This is the divide. It's the male-female divide. What's going on is Lynette wants Sonny raised in a shark cage, dipped in a sea of Purell. I want him to go outside. But the shark cage in a fucking ocean of Purell, that side's winning. When did all the dudes agree to that?
Right.
When was this fucking vote? When did everyone just gather up in a huge fucking auditorium and go, all right, who's a pussy? And everyone's hand goes up. And then I go, huh? When was that vote? When did we take the vote?
Yeah.
What happened? Is it just that we slowly, is this just all these guys just produce more estrogen because they drink out of plastic bottles and spend more time on their computer? Is that what's going on?
I don't know.
There is an estrogen effect. Like, yeah. There is a thing about guys like being around too much plastic. Is that what's happening?
I think they're just kind of giving up on the fight.
It's also some kind of fucking popularity contest, too, because nobody wants to say anything because they don't want to be wished out into the corn fucking field. Fine.
Yeah.
I'm going to start my own fucking cult in a cornfield. You guys go to your fucking shark cages and your sea of Purell and all go to the fucking cornfield with the dudes.
Yeah.
How about that?
A religion.
That's right.
The religion of Corolla.
That's right.
Let me tell you guys about Geico. Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. And Geico would just like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your dance moves, your DIY haircut fails, and your inner lip sync star. Now it's Geico's turn to share as well with the Geico Give Back. It's a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. And because Geico's committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for info. That's geico.com/giveback.
All right, let's see. So we'll keep you updated on the rims, and thanks you guys for helping us run that stuff down.
Yeah.
It's important, and you learn a lot. I mean, you do. Like, you have people tell you, oh, he's out of Argentina, and this is what he made these for. Like, I learned so much more than I ever knew in 10 minutes.
And I love that, adding to the story of that car as well, and what Jim said about the wing and why he didn't put it on and what, like, all of that part of the story. Even if we've heard it before, sometimes you forget it. But I like the reminder of that. Before we wrap up, a little bit of bad news and a little bit of good news. The bad news is our friends at the World of Speed Museum in Portland, they're not going to be able to survive the quarantine shutdown. So their board has made the decision to permanently close.
Yeah.
Which is too bad.
Garcetti says
problem solved.
Good. They should not be able to have a business. It's too dangerous. People milling around parked cars. We can't have that.
That's a beautiful place, like 53,000 square feet.
Yeah, but it's still better. Still better this way.
Their cars and everything, because they're a nonprofit, will be donated to other museums, so you'll be able to see that stuff. But I did get word from our friends at Speed Vegas, the track in Vegas where you can rent the cars and do all the supercar stuff. They're saying, we're in. We're going to clean the cars. You go out there. And so if anybody wants to take a drive out to Vegas and race Ferraris and Porsches and GTRs and stuff, they're open.
Yeah.
I like that. That's fun.
Another thing we couldn't have in California.
Could you imagine?
Yeah. You guys ever ask, has anyone asked this question? Where's the ACLU in all this? Where's the ACLU? You got fucking people arresting people who run hair salons and dragged into court and judges putting them in jail. ACLU? Zero thoughts? No thoughts. Civil liberties. That's what the fucking ACLU is.
Yeah.
Why they have no thoughts on this?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I know why. All right. So, till next time. Sam Kroll for Matt the Motorator, DeAndrea saying keep the air in the spare and the bag in the wheel.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CarCast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on CarCastShow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit carcastshow.com.
Let me tell you guys about Geico. Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. And Geico would just like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your dance moves, your DIY haircut fails, and your inner lip sync star. Now it's Geico's turn to share as well with the Geico Give Back. It's a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. And because Geico's committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for info. That's geico.com/giveback.